Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. It's Marketing Monday, and today's guest is Kara Whiteley, the Chief Marketing Officer of Century 21. Today's episode is brought to you by Fotify, 1UpWeb, and Subtle Strauss. Subtle Strauss eliminates the franchisor marketing busy work of redundant customizations while protecting brand standards by giving franchisees self-service access to customize, print, download, and mail brand right collateral for their local markets from one central online portal. They offer franchises scalable solutions for managing their marketing collateral, direct mail, promotional products, and signage needs. Growing brands like Goldfish Swim School, Christian Brothers Automotive, and Topper's Pizza have saved thousands of dollars and have been able to run their marketing programs with a small graphic design staff by leaning on Subtle Strauss as a strategic marketing partner. You can get a free demo or download some case studies at subtlestrauss.com/franchise. Chief Marketing Officer of Century 21, Kara Whiteley joins us right now on Social Geek. Kara, thank you so much for being here today.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
I have a million questions for you about what's going on in the uber hot world of real estate and marketing real estate and trends that you're seeing. But before we get there, give us a little bit of background on yourself. What's your story?
Great question. So I've been at Century 21 for about 5 years. It's been a great ride so far and a really fantastic organization to be a part of. You know, working with entrepreneurs who help homeowners, you know, buy and sell homes is just a really great thing to be a part of. Prior to that, I spent a long time in hospitality with companies like Hilton Hotels, global organization, and also worked with American Express, and then have a little bit of private equity and advertising in my background.
Oh, excellent. So real estate, good place to be in 2020 and 2021. Hospitality, maybe not so much. So I think that was a good move 5 years ago. You knew this was coming, didn't you? Yeah.
Absolutely. No. It is a good spot to be right now. And I feel for my friends in hospitality, because it's a tough road right now in that sector. But I know it'll bounce back because we all love to travel and we'll all be back out there.
Yeah. I'm hoping to be helping your former coworkers at Hilton a lot in the next year. I really look forward to being a Hilton guy again. So you let's talk. Yeah. No kidding.
In my spirit, and I am missing. I'm missing that a little bit too. So
has my status changed? That's all I keep asking about with Hilton.
Exactly.
So let's talk a little bit about that. The pandemic has just change the way everybody does everything. What does that look like in real estate right now?
You know, I think the pandemic for everyone really took us from wherever we were and, you know, fast forwarded us anywhere from, you know, 5 to 10 to 15 years sort of overnight, both in terms of our mindset and how we work, as well as our priorities in what we work on, along with how we think about the customer. I think that most categories and segments were already really leaning into that customer focus and customer centricity and how to really create an experience, but it's become exponentially more important in this time of the interesting world that we live in, because that connection to the customer is so important. And you see it with actual business results too. You know, Forrester did a study on marketing, and you see that customers are, if you've got that strong customer obsession, you're 7 times more likely to stay with the brand, 8 times more likely to spend, and 8 times more likely to refer. And those things are so incredibly important from a real estate standpoint when our realtors are so incredibly dependent on those customer relationships and referrals in particular.
Yeah. And referrals have got to be one of the things in marketing right now that is only getting better, not getting less likely to be used, as it just feels like consumers are looking for a trusted word or some advice or some navigation. So that referral from a friend or someone like that has got to be even more important now than it was 12 months ago.
It absolutely is. Both referrals as well as reviews. You know, people are absolutely reliant on understanding, you know, what that online review is. And it's a little bit later coming to the real estate category. It's much more prevalent in things like dining, when we used to do that a little bit more frequently, and traveling and things like that. I mean, I don't think that I ever go somewhere without checking TripAdvisor or Yelp for a restaurant review and do a lot of in-depth research. And what we found is that when someone goes to choose their real estate agent, they don't necessarily do that in-depth level of research that they do for simple things like going out for a $50 meal. And it is so incredibly important when you're making the biggest purchase you make of your life and going through that full journey that you have that right real estate agent by your side. And at Century 21, we really believe in delivering a whole experience versus just completing that transaction. And that's a big difference in getting from A to Z and transacting versus that holistic experience. So we're really focused on shifting that narrative and really delivering on that. In addition, we have been surveying our customers and understanding how we're delivering on that experience for over 25 years, one of the longest, if not the longest in the whole category. So that notion of service and understanding how we're delivering on that is really at the, you know, embedded in our DNA. So that's nothing new for us, but we're really trying to take that up a notch too.
And it feels like with real estate, as opposed to dining or hospitality, that experience and transforming into being, you know, this experiential thing happening really does happen at that agent or office or local level, as opposed to just the global brand. So it's almost like you have, you know, 100,000 local brands that you're managing right now.
It's absolutely true. Real estate is very much a local business, and it comes down to the quality of the Century 21 agents in our local offices, which we work really closely with all of our local agents and offices and work with them to make sure that we really are delivering that high level of quality service and delivering on those experiences. So that's why that measurement of the customer service score is so incredibly important. We have awards that we award on that. We have something that we call our Relentless Agent Awards, where we really do, because we value the experience that's delivered, we also award on the experience that's delivered. So when we have agents who have delivered an extraordinary experience, we in turn deliver an extraordinary experience to those agents because we value that so much and think it's so important that they're taking care of their customers that we want to do the same for our agents.
Well done. Is there a place that experience and that story gets told more than others? Like you mentioned Yelp earlier, is it, as far as reviews and people doing a little bit of research on an agent, does that happen more on like Google reviews or over on Facebook? Is there any place where you tend to see more activity happening for talking about the agents?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit spread out in our world. You can certainly find it on the agent pages within century21.com and on their own agent pages. And then you can find it on a variety of other realtor sites as well. So it really does kind of run the gamut, but your best bet is to really look at those agent pages and find the reviews posted through Real Satisfied, which is the service that we use to measure the results from our customers. And then from a Relentless Agent Award standpoint, we do have a portion of our site dedicated to that storytelling so consumers can understand the type of service that our agents bring to life for their consumers, because we think it's really important for customers to understand that Century 21 agents really value that holistic experience and how we really go above and beyond to deliver an experience versus just trying to complete that transaction.
Excellent. So we're here in early November. What does the rest of a typical year, or let's compare it to 2020, what does that typically look like in November and December? I have this feeling that real estate kind of slows down a little. I don't know if I'm right about that. And if so, is that going to change in this crazy year that we're in right now?
Yeah, so in a typical year, you're right, it would tend to slow down a little bit in the November and December timeframe. But we've really seen that spring market that is typically in a typical year, which 2020 is anything but a typical year. And I think we can all agree that we all hope we only see one 2020. That spring season has really shifted to the fall and late fall season. So we're seeing some really strong results here at the back end of the year. As of mid-October, the 30-year fixed mortgage rate fell to just over 2.8%, which is the 10th record low this year. We're continuing to see really strong sales volume and expect that to be strong right through the end of the year. If you think about, the shift of work from home and the kind of remote working force, that continues to drive some of the what you could call flocking to regional Zoom towns and folks exploring secondary and tertiary markets when they have that less of a concern for the commute. So that's driving some of the increased demand for home buyers and sellers.
Are there some hot spots right now with people saying, hey, if I can work from anywhere, I don't have to brave the LA traffic or the Chicago traffic anymore. I could go to Bozeman, Montana or somewhere like that. Are you seeing some things like that and some excitement in some places that you might not have guessed 5 years ago?
Yeah, you definitely see some pop. I mean, I know I've seen some in the news lately that you bring up Bozeman. I've seen Bozeman and Jackson pop in the news lately. So there's definitely been some places that are popping lately that wouldn't have been on the map pre-pandemic, as far as they were still very attractive home ownership markets, but have seen a little bit of a surge. The Carolinas have been strong. You've seen people from the north flock to the south.
Sure.
Florida's picked some up. So it's kind of all over the map based on individual needs, but you've definitely seen some pop that even more than others.
And there might be, and you alluded to this a few minutes ago, but there might even be some people who are thinking, okay, if your spouse and you are going to be working from home more than ever, even after a pandemic, people are going to be working from home, and maybe the kids are going to be learning from home. Maybe it's time we got a bigger house, even if we're not going to move to Bozeman.
Yeah, you're definitely seeing people reevaluate what they want in home. Home has become such the center of everyone's focus right now that you're seeing people want more access to outdoor space, a larger home with more rooms, perhaps that need for an office or private workspace. So what people are looking for in their home environment has definitely shifted.
We'll be back in a moment to talk about some trends with Kara right after this word from Photify. I've had a lot of people ask me recently about the comeback of a lifetime graphics we're creating for the podcast and sharing on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. I'm using Photify to create these images right from my phone. I can instantly drop in a Social Geek logo and have it up on social media in a matter of seconds. And our marketing assistant can do the same using logos, GIFs, and images that I've already approved. So a tip for marketing pros at Franchise Systems, if you want to give your franchisees and their employees the ability to make great local posts, but you still control the brand, this is the way to do it. Sign up now at photify.pro. So let's get past 2020 now, and now we'll look at 2021. What kinds of things are you spotting trend-wise for 2021? Is there anything that you would share with other marketers out there, something that they really need to keep an eye on?
Well, we already talked about really focusing on the customer, which is certainly not anything that's new news, but doing it in a very authentic and meaningful way, especially as you think about the remote workforce, as well as people being a little bit more disconnected from each other in person, being able to make those personal connections and in that, again, authentic and genuine way is going to become even more meaningful and important. Purposeful marketing is very important too in today's world. You know, making sure that you're clear about what you stand for and why you stand for that, but having it be more than just words and having actions behind that. And then I think that whenever you look at technology, really understanding and prioritizing how you're going to solve some of those pain points for consumers and looking at, you know, what can be done effectively virtually and what do consumers want to do virtually versus in person and making sure you're delivering on that.
Mm. Yeah, I think consumers' habits and actions, if anything, are changed permanently. You know, we kind of mentioned that a few minutes ago. Even after a pandemic, people are going to think, well, do I really need to go meet with so-and-so in person? Couldn't we just do it over a video call, or couldn't I just do it over an app, and that kind of thing. So yeah, I love the idea of keeping in touch with the technology that makes that possible. But I really like what you said about the purposeful marketing. It feels like we've been going that way for, let's say, a decade, maybe it's shorter, that people want to do business with brands, and in the case of real estate and franchising, small business owners who kind of reflect their same things that they stand for and their purpose. Do you see that as something that just got accelerated this year, or what are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think it's something that's been absolutely building, but definitely got accelerated. When I look at our world, real estate agents are some of the most giving, caring people in any category, in any sector. They are the people who are out helping their local communities day in, day out. And that is absolutely even accelerated during this pandemic, because they are the ones right there beside their local hospitals or the local schools, donating food, donating time, donating support. And it's so incredibly important within each of the, we talked about the local nature of the business. They are the fabric of the local community, both from helping people buy and sell homes to just helping throughout the local community. We have a program called #C21 with you, where we really want to be able to showcase those stories of our agents giving of their time, effort, and resources, because we think it's so important to be able to highlight not only monetary efforts that are done, but really those stories of agents just lending support within local communities, because it really is an important piece of the puzzle, because they are the local community and they really bring it to life.
Excellent. And Century 21 recently had, or is having soon, a 50th anniversary. Do I have that right?
You do. Century 21 is turning 50 in 2021. Ah. So we're really looking forward to that. And, you know, we're not thinking about it as your typical 50th. We're really looking at defining why Century 21 is the right brand for the next 50 years. So it's really a forward-looking celebration and really helping define the future of real estate. And, you know, we're a global brand. We're in 85 countries, and we're really thinking about, we're in this time of the world where we're all connected by this pandemic, where at the same time, home has become so important. Accenture just did some research in 2020 that kicked off the decade of home, and talking about this 10-year period coming up where home is going to become more central to everything we do. Mm-hmm. And we love that, because we look at the global environment where we're all going through something together, and we're really looking at being an absolute global brand and the most recognized brand in the category. How can we really take that platform to talk about what the future of real estate looks like and how we're going to really help lead that forward and help transform it really into an experience and really help change the category and move it forward. So we help solve some of those pain points for consumers.
I love that idea of celebrating it as a shared experience that we're all going through right now, and kind of looking ahead at the next 50 years, because sometimes anniversaries are, it's nice, but think about real estate marketing 50 years ago, 1971. It has nothing to do with what we do right now. So it might be a little nostalgic and you know, oh, gee, that's cute. But there's not really much of a story you can tell there. So I love that idea of looking ahead for the next 50 years. Kara, before we let you go, I want to ask where people can see more on the hashtag C21 with you. Is that something that you guys are actively sharing on Instagram, or where should we be looking for some of those things using that hashtag?
Sure. So you can find that on our Instagram site as well as our Facebook pages. And then you can also find more information at century21.com as well.
Before we go, a quick note about a site I'm recommending that all marketers, especially those working with franchise brands, should check out. It's oneupweb.com/franchise. Lots of free marketing resources like an SEO audit template, a guide to Google local listings for franchise businesses, and more. My favorite is OneUpWeb's new Franchise Marketing Playbook. It's a guide for franchisors to support their marketing efforts at all levels of the system. It has tips for working with franchisees, and it includes some post-COVID insights. OneUpWeb is an enterprise digital marketing agency and AOR for many great franchises with over 20 years of digital marketing experience. Learn more at oneupweb.com/franchise. And thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. Copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.